Well, I had a really hard time getting across the border. Actually, it took me 3 days.
Really?
Getting worried if I was going to even make it up there, but... Yeah.
You know, I've heard from different musicians that it's kind of rough touring up there, like that there's all these weird restrictions. I think I even talked to Sir Mix-a-Lot, who said he almost got arrested because he was appearing on a talk show, and technically he was working and he didn't have the right permit.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened to me. I went up there and they were like, I went up there the first time and I didn't have the proper documentation. So I was like, look, I'm just going to go. Well, first of all, I got nervous and I just like lied. I was like, all right, well, because we're gonna go up there for a show first and then play. But anyway, everybody else went up there and played the show without me. And the guy on the second day was like, he goes, you want me to arrest you? Is that what you're trying to? I was like, no, for sure not. I didn't think I needed a permit because it was like one of those free shows. But he told me, and I go, look, you know, I mean, even if it's free, like, why should you get the recognition that should be offered to a Canadian band first? And, so they're really strict. They're super strict about that. I think they have laws on their airplay too. Like,
what, yeah, they do. Yeah,
airplay has to be Canadian, so like really tough on that stuff.
So you get to hear Bare Naked Ladies like all day up there.
Yeah, and Nickelback.
I got a record in Canada.